Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So good to have your company on the Saturday afternoon. Ryan Girdler, Mark Guy, my name is Tony Squires. And it's an absolute pleasure now to be joined by a man, played 168 games for the Cowboys. He won a premiership, a dozen games for Queensland, a dozen for Australia as well. Sadly for Michael Morgan, that career is over due to that chronic shoulder injury. He joins us right here, right now. G'day, Michael.
G'day, thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Just can I start off by saying congratulations on a wonderful career. How do you feel? Is there a sense of relief? Is there any slight emptiness, or is it just excitement? Where are you at?
Yeah, thank you, mate. It's a bit of a combination of all of them, I think. The relief comes from being a difficult 12 months, the things I went through with my shoulder. So relief in that sense that I'm not trying again to get it right to play, but look, pretty sad that it's all finished up. You retired a long time, I hear.
Morgan, that's true, brother. Mate, congratulations. Fantastic career, mate. Loved watching you play. Just tell us a little bit about how difficult it's been over the past probably couple of months, just trying to get yourself ready to play with that injury.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of work in the off-season and the pre-season, knowing that, just because of the troubles I had with it. So I came into this season and the pre-season said, I'm going to give myself every chance to, have a good year and stay fit for the year. So I left no stone unturned in getting myself ready for it. And I got to a point where I was very confident with it. Defensively, my shoulder was feeling really good. Strength was really good. Unfortunately, yeah, it was one tackle in the Dragons game, and I just felt a massive crunch through it. I think it was the screws breaking, bit of cartilage and everything else that's in there that's not looking great as well. So, unfortunately, yeah, it's what did it.
Obviously, we celebrated last night our 30-year reunion for Penrith's 91 grand final win, Mick. Highlight of your career, winning the grand final with your best mates.
Definitely, mate. Yeah. I feel very lucky to have, to be able to win one. As everyone knows, they're extremely hard to come by. So, it's a huge privilege. And to be part of the first Cowboys team to ever do it. And, yeah, some of those guys in that team will be, some of my best mates for life. So that is very special.
I'd imagine, mate, being up at the club and obviously being so passionate about the organisation, to see them in the spot they are at the moment must be pretty hard. And now knowing that you can't contribute much on the field is going to be also a bit of a process you need to go through?
Yeah, it is. It is difficult. There's part of me that feels very bad that I can't, continue to help, in a physical way. I've spoken with Todd and he wants me to, stick around particularly for this year and help out where I can. If there's something that I could offer any of the guys, I'd love to do that. So, it's not the start of the season we wanted, obviously. Todd, we worked hard through the preseason to try and, change the way we wanted to play. And we've shown it. But, when you've been doing something for, a lot of guys have been developed through a certain system or a different system to what we've got now. So changes weren't going to, be extreme overnight. And as much as we would have liked that to happen, it will be a bit of a process, I think.
Michael, just going back to the shoulder, people obviously have to make decisions for varying reasons. For you, obviously, your wife, Brianna, she's been involved there, and your daughter, Penelope, who you want to throw into the air, and those kind of injuries. There are things in your life that impact you, aren't there, that are other than the football field. The cause may have come from there, but the reasons for not being there are very different.
Yeah, you're right. There are. It is a bit like that. After the first game this year, or the Dragons game, it was, 3-4 days before I could pick her up comfortably, and she's only 6-7 kilos. So, but that's, it's just something I dealt with that I had to get through and get right each week. But it is the small things like that, the little things in life that, take for granted a bit. And, now I'll definitely appreciate them a lot more, knowing that, I don't need to put myself through those physical battles anymore. So it's probably something I won't miss about the game.
Just back to the Cowboy side of it, buddy. You mentioned the different structures and stuff that Toddy Payton's brought to the table. What's the biggest difference between him as a coach and Greeny?
There's a few pretty big differences. They're very different personalities. Toddy's, You can see the way he speaks, and I don't know if you know him at all as a person, but what you see on TV is, you know, what he's like in person. He's very honest. He has a very laid back, chill demeanor about him. But yeah, he can, when he speaks without blowing up, he doesn't really give a spray, but he's got the personality that you can get a stern talking to, and it means probably just as much as a spray, if not more. You know, whereas, you know, we saw images of Greeny over the years. He didn't mind a spray now and then. So yeah, they're different in that way. Yeah.
What about, you've played with some of the modern legends of the game, yeah, in your career, both with the Cowboys and, of course, with the Maroons. They obviously, the Cam Smith and Jonathan Thurston, they just stick out for you?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I, you know, I was a teenager growing up, teenager here, watching them play for, you know, obviously JT here, but watching them play for Queensland, and to actually be able to do that and, you know, play in that arena with them. Yeah, look, even now, you know, it's something I am very proud of, and I know I'll look back one day and be proud of it as well. But, you know, yeah, right now I'm extremely proud of it, and it's a massive highlight of my career. I said yesterday in my press conference that, you know, I'm lucky enough to play with and against some of my childhood heroes. Yeah, that's two of them.
You're only 29, Mick. What about, what's life in, what's that life have you in store for you outside of footy? I mean, if you, you know, just say for instance, the Cowboys this year, then have you got a trade or after any tertiary education?
No, I haven't had a trade or anything, mate. I, you know, 17 and started training full time. So the Cowboys and footy is all I've ever known. So I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm not in a huge rush. The club have been good, and you know, they'll give me a bit of time off. But like I said, if Toddy wants me in there, I'm still hanging around. It's not like I'm going anywhere. So I can wander down and help out where I can. So long term, though, I'm not sure, mate. Just enjoy retirement for now, I think.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'm sure you'll be very successful at it. It's been great to watch you play. And whenever we've had the opportunity, terrific to talk to you. So congratulations once again on your career, Michael Morgan.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much, guys.
There he is.
Gee, he was good. What about that year they won the comp? And yeah. Then was it the following year when...
No, I think it was... Was it 2 years after that?
Or... When JT was out, 2017 maybe, when he played halfback?
17, yeah.
He got Dallium halfback of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he took him all the way to the GF. Yeah, he did.
That's right, against Melbourne. Yeah,
absolutely did.
Incredible ride.
There it is. 168 games for the Cowboys, as I said, 12 for Queensland and a dozen for Australia as well. Michael Morgan no longer lacing up the boots.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.